Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrait. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap podcast from the Over the Monster Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that is about to start. Shelley, back-to-back series wins for the Red Sox. Are things looking up?
Yeah, I guess they are. I guess
relatively?
Relatively. They're looking relatively up. Yes, I'll keep it at that.
Bobby Dalbec is on fire. That's fun to watch. We will get to all his fun stuff later. First, starting with game one against the Minnesota Twins. Tanner Houck got the start here versus Jax for the Twins. Houck replaced Duran on the active roster before this one and should remain here for the rest of the season. Comments from Alex Cora mentioned he is excited to have Houck here, pitching every fifth day, so it looks like Houck will be here to stay this time. About time. He went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 3 earned, struck out 6, only walking 1. What were your thoughts of Houck's performance?
I thought it was okay. I would have liked him to go deeper into the game, especially with our bullpen being extremely sketchy. But I thought it was okay. It's a pretty good start. Going against the Twins, maybe I didn't want to see so many hits, but only giving up 3 earned runs, striking out 6. I thought it was okay.
Agreed. I agree. It was an okay start for Houck. Something for him to build on. Obviously, the strikeouts were there. The walks were not, which was great to see. A lot of hits. Twins do have a top-heavy lineup, but a lineup that can string some hits together. So, 8 is tough in 4 2/3 innings, but able to hold them to 3 runs is okay. Josh Taylor followed to finish off the 5th inning and get the win. The bullpen came in, Martin Perez and Sawamura both giving up 2 earned runs, and then Barnes came in and struggled again, came in with a 3-run lead at 11-8, gave up a home run and 2 walks, and was promptly yoinked for Hansel Robles. According to Fangraphs, he has had 5 meltdowns in the month of August. Putting that into perspective, he had 6 meltdowns from April through July. He is just on the struggle bus, something fierce right now. Little bit of a preview of our roundtable, but where's your confidence with Matt Barnes right now?
It's pretty much, nowhere. I mean, he gets into these like little spits and spells of where he just absolutely looks horrible. And he's just there right now. And sadly, I think that we're just going to have to ride it out because that's just what we've had to do before. But I don't know, maybe we were spoiled at the beginning of the season where he was just like lights out. But yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence in him currently.
Same. Didn't retire an out in his outing here. As I said, faced three batters, gave up a home run and two walks, and then was pulled for Hansel Robles, who did finish the job and get the save. Where do the Red Sox go for closer here? Because this seemed like the right thing to do with Barnes, because they are just scraping for wins right now. And Barnes clearly didn't have it. This was the first time where Barnes was really yanked before either he struggled to finish an inning or blew the game before he could finish the inning. So it seems like Cora's confidence kind of similar to yours. But where do they go?
I really don't know. Pretty much everyone in the bullpen hasn't been doing well, except, you know, good friend Garrett Richards. Wouldn't that be like a really interesting like little twist to this like crazy season? Garrett Richards just totally goes, you know, balls to the wall and ends up being the closer. He's looked pretty good in the bullpen, so. But
honestly, the way the season's gone, it seems fitting that that's just how it would finish.
Yep, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Red Sox did get the win, though. 11-9, high-scoring affair here, and that led us to game two. Trevor Shaw, second straight game with a home run. Kike Hernandez also had one, and Hunter Renfroe went for two and five RBIs. Game two, Nick Pivetta versus Bailey Ober. Red Sox in game one were able to get runs across. Game two, not so much. A season-high 28 men left on base, 4-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Kind of back to their old ways here. The top of the lineup was productive, but the bottom was just a black hole. Are you worried about J.D. Martinez before we get into Nick Pivetta? J.D. Martinez in this one went 0-for-5 with a strikeout. He had 5 left on base just himself, really struggling since the beginning of the month.
Yeah, I really am just, you know, a tad bit concerned when it comes to J.D. He didn't really get a hit in this series. Just kind of previewing the next game as well. And, you know, I don't think he got a hit at all in the Texas series either. So that's, you know, two series where he's going, 0-for, right? Yeah. So he got two hits when he was with Texas in the Texas series. But still, it's just like, I'm like fully concerned because he's like in the heart of the lineup, right? And we can't have a guy who is just not hitting at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the piece that even when things have been going wrong for the Red Sox, that first four or five batters in the order have been really productive. And when you're missing a major piece of that, that tends to have a bit of a trickle effect in there. It's tough to watch, but something that I wouldn't expect to continue because just the hitter that J.D. Martinez is and the overall season that he's had. It's just tough that it's happening now in such a crucial point in the season where they need to get runs across, get some wins. Nick Pivetta went 4 innings, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. Didn't get hit all that hard, but did give up 4 earned runs. What were your thoughts on Pivetta's start?
I just, again, kind of like with how it was okay. He gave up like 2 home runs, especially like that huge monster bomb from Miguel Sano that, you know, went out the park. But it was very, very far. I guess it was okay. Outside of those 2 bombs, if he didn't give those up, it would just be 2 earned runs. He didn't give up like a lot of hits, not a lot of hard contact. So I think that he just kind of got, like, you know, killed by those two home runs, but it was, you know, it was okay kind of start.
Yeah, it was fine. This game really up until the end had a feel like the first half where the Red Sox never seemed like they were out of a game, no matter what the situation was. Pivetta quickly gave up four runs, and then the bullpen until the end was absolutely shut down following that. Austin Davis went 2 2/3, no-hit innings with 3 strikeouts. Sawamura followed with a third of an inning, Martin Perez an inning, Josh Taylor an inning. No runs from any of them until Hansel Robles in the 10th after a two-run game-tying home run from Kyle Schwarber. Hansel Robles did not have a great outing, pitching on consecutive days. 1 inning, 5 runs, 4 earned, no walks, 1 strikeout. All that damage came on 3 hits. Doesn't seem like Robles is the answer.
Yeah, definitely not. Even though, you know, he bailed out, you know, the Red Sox in the first game, you know, getting that save. Yeah, he's definitely not the answer.
Yeah, the Red Sox got all 4 of their runs right at the end of the game. 1 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, and then they were able to get 2 in the 10th to make it a little bit more respectful. It was kind of out of hand at that point. Anyway, out hit Minnesota 15-10 and take the loss, stranding 28 batters on base. That's not going to work.
Nope,
Red Sox dropped game 2. Yeah. Red Sox dropped game 2, 9-6, leading to tonight, which was quite a fun game in a lot of different ways. Chris Sale got the start for the Red Sox, Gant the start for the Twins. Chris Sale looked very sharp. 5 1/3, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, including a 3-strikeout immaculate inning, and they're his 3rd. And he gave up 2 runs, 2 earned, on 2 hits. What did you think of Chris Sale's performance?
It was great. I like you said, like, this is his 3rd start, and I had forgotten how much, you know, quote-unquote hashtag Sale Day is. And I've just been enjoying it. This was really great, just seeing him just going out there and just dominating. Just even if it is the Twins, I really don't care. Just watching Sale again is just so much fun. It's so comforting to be like, yeah, I think this game is just gonna be okay.
It just felt so great, and it was really at a moment where the Red Sox needed it, having split the previous 2 games. They also were extremely long games. I believe both of them were over 4 hours. For him to come in, dominate, get the win, get the series, move on to Cleveland, that is exactly what your ace is supposed to do. And gosh darn, it just feels great to have him back.
Yep.
The bats, most of the damage was done by 2 men. Bobby Dalbec, 3 for 4, 2 homers, 7 RBIs. Rafael Devers, 2 for 5, 3 RBIs, and that's 10 of your 12 runs right there. So that'll do it. A couple hits also for, actually, that was it. Those were the only 2 with multiples. I was looking at the wrong column. So, yeah, really, Bobby Dalbec has had himself a hell of a month. He is hitting now .347 the month of August, 5 homers and 17 RBIs. That really helps to have a bat like that at the bottom of the order.
Yeah, it really does. And apparently all we had to do was trade for Kyle Schwarber to get Bobby Dalbec all right and good. I guess maybe he's scared about, I don't know, maybe kind of being in like a platoon kind of role. But I love to see it. I really do. And I honestly didn't really expect it with how bad he has looked for the entire, you know, previous part of the season.
Yeah. I mean, hey, whatever works. As long as it's working. Schwarber also has had a really hot 10 games. His OPP is over .550 after 4 more walks and a hit tonight. That'll work.
Yeah.
The Red Sox just piled on 12 runs, get the win 12-2, take the series 3-2, and now move on to Cleveland. Shelley, MVP of the series.
I mean, when I was kind of doing, you know, kind of like the solo stuff, I was like, yeah, whenever Chris Sale is, you know, in a game, or in a series, he's going to be my MVP. But he's not. I think it's going to be, you know, Bobby Bouncy Balls Dalbec. I can't, yeah, just especially with this game.
I had the exact same reaction because I was like, you know, midway through the game, I'm like, Chris Sale's cruising. They needed this to win the series, keep this momentum going, and he's doing his job. And then Dalbec just, I got to give it to him. That's a hell of a game.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back, and preview the series against Cleveland. Up to the minute standings for the division as well as the wild card. American League East, the Red Sox are 7.5 back of Tampa Bay, 3 games back of the Yankees, 5 ahead of Toronto. In the wild card, the Yankees and Oakland are currently playing, and they've hit like 6 homers the first 3 innings. So I don't exactly know what the score is, but that's a wild one. So before that finishes, as we're not staying up for that, Red Sox a game and a half up currently on Oakland. Like I said, 3 behind the Yankees. They're 2.5 up on Seattle. Bunch of games coming up for the Red Sox against all the teams they're fighting for, so it's going to be a nice, fun little finish here. But first up is Cleveland, who in the Central is currently 2nd, 9.5 back of Chicago. Not much of a threat, I would say, though. Starting with the pitching matchups, we have Eduardo Rodriguez versus Logan Allen, Nathan Eovaldi versus Kyle Quantrill, and Tanner Houck versus Eli Morgan. What are your thoughts on these pitching matchups?
I think that we have the upper hand here, especially with, you know, Rodriguez, Eovaldi. Those are our guys outside of Sale. Like, those are our studs, right, for the majority of the season. So I totally feel fine with the first two matchups, especially with Cleveland not necessarily, you know, hitting very well, you know, outside of Jose Ramirez. I can't really name anyone who is really, really on a hot streak.
And then that last...
Oh, well, yes, of course.
2nd in the majors in hits since the All-Star break.
Well, excuse me.
Right?
I know. That's also me. I have him a couple fantasy leagues, so I've been enjoying that. But in that third matchup, Houck versus Eli Morgan, that should be good. See Houck again, another matchup. You know, Cleveland, you know, is kind of sort of a pitcher's park. It's a little bit more, you know. So maybe that can help him out. Cleveland isn't really hitting too well, so it will be good to see him in a another ballpark and just seeing how he goes up against another lineup.
Yeah, the lineup here is, it's not great. It's also weirdly constructed. Like, Miles Straw, Ahmed Rosario, Jose Ramirez, your top 3 hitters, they're having nice seasons. Framil Reyes has got some homers, and then it falls off a massive cliff and goes to Bradley Zimmer, Owen Miller, Daniel Johnson, Austin Hedges, and Andrés Giménez. That shouldn't be a problem for this run here of Red Sox pitchers. Yep. I would hope.
Yep, I totally agree. The only thing that I'm worried about is our lineup goes cold and then the bullpen, which I do not want to look at all.
Yeah, that's really going to be, you know, similar to, with the exception of the Robles appearance, but the structure of how Game 2 against the Twins unfolded, where starters kind of put him in a hole right away, but then the bats were able to battle back. One thing Cleveland does have going for itself is a really darn good bullpen, and that's not going to happen in this series. They need to get to the starters and then just ride that through to the end, which they have the ability to do.
Yep.
Prediction for the series and series MVP.
I'm going to go 2 for 3. I think that we might drop one. Not sure which one, but... I think the bullpen's probably going to cough one up, if we're being all honest. But I think we'll go 2-for-3. And then MVP, I'm going to go with Devers. He started to get hot in this last game, and I just think he's going to go gangbusters.
Yeah, I'm going to go super optimistic, and I think they're going to sweep.
Love it.
Just because I like the way that the pitching matchups work out, but you're right. Baseball is weird. The bullpen will probably blow one, but I'm going to be confident about it. You know, I'm riding high. Riding high off the win tonight, so I'm feeling good. And MVP of the series, I'm going to go Nathan Eovaldi.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah, nice strong start from him. All right, that is going to do it for this episode. We will be with you again next week to preview a big 4-game series against Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening.